Looking at this psalm, where last few weeks we're in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Again, as we look at this psalm, it's important that we remember that it's for all the days of my life. It's not just something that we should experience every now and then. It should be something that we experience all our days. But that phrase, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture, speaks of God's provision, God's provision of sustenance. We've looked at that. We began last week looking at it's God's provision of rest for his people. By rest, we see it's a rest of release. John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. So it is a release of the distress of heart. It's not the release of trouble, but the release of trouble in heart, agitation, disturbance in the heart. It's a release from an unsettled heart, from an overloaded heart, from an obstructed heart. So also, it's a rest that involves assurance and confidence. It's an assurance that the Lord is. It's an assurance that he is there. It's the inward quiet and composure, knowing that all is well. And we know that all is well because, again, of who he is. It's also a rest of acquaintance with the Lord. We see this in Job 22, verse 21, and also Isaiah 26, and verse 3. It's a rest of peace, of God in the heart. In the book of Colossians, very familiar verse of Scripture, Colossians chapter 3, and verse 15. Colossians 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So when we talk about a rest of peace, it's this peace of God. In the book of John, chapter 14, Jesus is speaking. He's speaking to the apostles whose hearts were troubled. In verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace. So this is a special peace. And I believe it's the same as the peace of God. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And then he says again, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So this peace, which is a rest, is unlike the peace of the world. It's not shallow. The world's peace is very shallow. It's good as long as everything's going the way you want it to go. Very shallow peace. It's very unstable. It's very unsatisfying, the peace that the world gives. But the peace that Christ gives is his peace. The very peace which Jesus Christ enjoyed himself here on earth. It's the very tranquility of Jesus Christ, the very composure that Jesus possessed. Jesus Christ was, other than the time there on the cross, was in unbroken communion with God the Father. And it's that peace that comes from an unbroken communion with God. It is this rest of peace is a state of being. It's an actual state of being. It's a state of contentment. Contentment with God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's contentment. That's peace. That's rest. It's a state of confidence. Confidence in God. Confidence that because God is in control of all things, and because God looks after my welfare, it is a confidence that all is well. Even when it doesn't appear to be well. This peace of God, this rest, knows that all is well. It's an inward calm. Again, he maketh me to lie down. Sheep are calm as they lie down in the green pastures. It's the very opposite of what we read in Isaiah 57, verse 20 and 21, where we see the wicked are like the troubled sea. It's the very opposite of what Jesus said to Martha. Notice in Luke chapter 10, again, very familiar verse of Scripture, Luke chapter 10, verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. She didn't have peace. She was serving the Lord. She was doing for Him. She didn't have peace. She didn't have that inward calm. And came to Him and said, Lord, dost not Thou care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, cumbered, and troubled about many things. She did not have that peace of God. She was not experiencing, though she was serving. There's a lot of people, a lot of God's people, who in the act of serving are not lying down in the green pastures. They're very cumbered. They're very troubled. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're to have this peace of God. And if we don't, we're not doing it right. It's just as simple as that. So this peace of God, this rest, which is involves a peace, is a state of harmony. It's a state of harmony with the Lord. The very peace of Jesus Christ, who is in perfect harmony with God the Father. There's peace and harmony with the Lord. It's a state of enjoyment of the Lord. The sheep lying down in the green pastures, they're not only enjoying the green pastures, they're enjoying the presence of the shepherd as well. And that's why they lie down. That's why they're calm. It's also a rest that rules the heart. We see there in Colossians 3, verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. That is, it actively works in the heart. It's not a noun. It's something that works. It's something that's active in the heart. It rules the heart. That simply means it guides the heart. It means it directs the heart. It also means it determines conduct and action. Of course, our heart does that. Our hearts determine our conduct and determines our reaction and our actions. And the peace of God rules in our hearts. It directs us. It determines how we react to things. So it's a rest of peace, the peace of God. A rest that rules the heart. It's a rest that keeps the heart and mind. Again, it's not as the world giveth. The world gives peace. Again, as long as circumstances are going our way, the world's at peace. But this is a peace that keeps the heart and mind. It's a rest that keeps the heart and mind. That is, circumstances change, but this rest continues on. Notice in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." That is, you cannot really understand the peace of God. It's really beyond description. You know it when you have it, though. But it's something that's hard to put in words. "Shall keep your hearts." What shall keep your hearts? The peace of God. It's this rest that God gives. "So keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Hearts and minds. So God the shepherd, very graciously, very mercifully, and in love and in care, provides green pastures for his sheep. We have that all the days of our life. Then we want to look at what the Lord does for his sheep in these green pastures. Does God just provide the green pastures? Is that all that he does? Well, not according to this. It says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." So he provides the green pastures. He knows where the green pastures are. He leads us to the green pastures. And he causes us to lie down in green pastures. Not beside them, not near them, but in green pastures. Again, the Word of God is a green pasture. He provides us rest by causing us to lie down. The Word of God, the person of God, is a green pasture. On and on we can go. "But he maketh me to lie down in green pastures." And in that green pasture is the nourishment, the refreshment, and the rest that the sheep need. It's in the green pasture. The nourishment, the refreshment, and the rest that we need, it's not in the wilderness. It's not in the desert. It's not in this world. It's in the green pastures. And God, the shepherd, again, knows where these green pastures are. And he very skillfully and wisely, in a very timely manner, graciously and mercifully and lovingly, leads his sheep into the green pastures. The sheep left to themselves, sheep have very poor sense of direction. That's why they get lost. That's why they wander. But sheep left to themselves will not find these pastures. They have to be led to the green pastures. And you watch a child of God. You leave a child of God to himself or herself. They won't find the green pastures on their own. God has to bring them there. They will go to the places that will destroy them. That's the nature of sheep. But he leads us to the green pastures. And he causes us to lie down. To lie down. That's God's provision, again, of refreshment and rest. He causeth me to lie down in green pastures. Now, sheep will only lie down when certain conditions are met, because sheep are very fearful. There are many predators. They're very fearful. And they'll only lie down when certain conditions are met. So when it says, "He maketh me to lie down," does that not mean that he brings about these conditions? He brings about these conditions that the sheep will now lie down. So he provides the conditions. And therefore it can be said, he maketh me to lie down. It doesn't say I lie down. It's true. We do lie down in green pastures, but that's not how it's put. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And many times when you think of the phrase, he maketh me, you think of you being forced. Well, if we're being forced, that's really not rest, is it? That's not what this means. It's not a force where he's forcing us to lie down, though we don't want to. It means that he meets the conditions that enable us, that cause us to feel free to lie down. So, lying down in the green pastures. What has to happen for a sheep to lie down? Well, they have to have a sense of contentment. They have to be content. Discontent sheep will not lie down. So they have to be content. It is God who provides that contentment. In other words, a sheep must be satisfied. What are they satisfied with? They're satisfied with the care of the shepherd. That's what he states in verse 1. Again, everything, what he says in verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that is enlarged upon in every other word of the psalm. But in that first verse, there is, the sheep is satisfied with the shepherd. Satisfied with the care of the shepherd. You want the honest truth. The reason many of God's people do not have this rest is because they're dissatisfied with the shepherd. They're dissatisfied with the Lord. Now that's serious. But a sheep, if it's going to lie down, sees the shepherd, is very content that the shepherd is there. And now that sheep will lie down in green pastures. A discontent child of God will always be restless. They're restless. And the reason they don't get over their restlessness is because they do not address the root cause of their restlessness, which is discontent. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. There has to be a sense of safety. Sheep by nature are worrisome. Again, they have many predators. It's the movement makes them very nervous. They're very skittish. Some of the most worrisome people on this planet are God's people. It's no accident that we are referred to as sheep. Sheep by nature are worrisome and they're ready to run from any perceived danger because that's all they can do. They can't really defend themselves. So as soon as they perceive danger, they're off. Remember the apostles? They're sheep, by the way. What did they do? They fled. They fled. Oh, I wouldn't do that. You're a sheep. And that's likely what you will do. It's likely what we'll all do. Because that's how we are by nature. Sheep run from danger. But the shepherd, what he does, the way he gives the sheep a sense of safety is he just makes himself visible to the sheep. That's all he has to do. And if the sheep can see the shepherd, they know I'm safe. I'm so safe that I can lie down in these green pastures. Again, a sheep that's scared is not going to lie down. So, the sheep feel safe
when they see the shepherd. We have to see the shepherd. And we all know by seeing him, just knowing that he is there, that's all we need. And we're able to rest. You see, seeing and knowing that the shepherd is there, the sheep are then released of fear and they're able to lie down in those green pastures. But as long if they cannot see the shepherd, or for some reason the shepherd is not there, they're going to be very skittish. They're going to be afraid. God the shepherd, here's how he makes us to lie down. Again, he meets these conditions. He makes his presence known to his people. We have all experienced this, hopefully. Chaos all around, fear all around, and we're fearful, and then all of a sudden, the Lord just makes his presence known. Fear goes away. Circumstances haven't changed. Haven't changed a bit. But the Lord just makes his presence known. And we know that he's there. And that enables us to do what? To lie down in green pastures. And when the Lord makes his presence known, it's him making us to lie down in green pastures. So there is this rest in the known presence of God. We see this all through the Scriptures. We know it by personal experience. There's nothing like the known presence of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 33, Exodus 33, and verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. What gives the rest is his presence. There is rest. There is a lying down in the green pastures in his presence. There is protection in the presence of God. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 11 and verse 12. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David. That's his determination. That's his resolve. Even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with him. Because the Lord was with him. It wasn't that Saul was a lousy javelin thrower. It was the Lord was with David. That's why Saul continually missed. We see the same thing in verse 28 and 29. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David. And Saul was yet the more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. There's protection in the presence of God. And when you know the presence of God, you know that you're safe. You know that God is going to protect you. There's establishment in the presence of God. There's solidity. There's strength in the presence of God. Notice in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, 2 Chronicles chapter 17. verse 3, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat. The Lord was with him. And notice verse 5, therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand. There's establishment in the presence of God, which makes us, which allows us to lie down in green pastures. There's help in the presence of God. Psalm 46, verse 1, the Lord is a very present help in trouble. He's present and he's a help in trouble. There's comfort in the presence of God. All of this enables the sheep to lie down. But notice in Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall flame kindle upon thee. His presence gives comfort. We see in Psalm 139, in verse 8, we see the words, thou art there. Thou art there. That's all we have to do, is to look up and see that God is there, and we're enabled to lie down. We're enabled, a peace comes upon us. A rest comes upon us. Thou art there. When that is seen, when that is felt, when that is acknowledged by the people of God, they're able to lie down in green pastures. So God provides the conditions for the sheep to lie down. And one of the ways he does this is simply by making his presence, revealing his presence. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He does this by making himself known to his people. Not just his presence, but he makes himself known. That is, he reveals who he is. And that gives the sheep a sense of fearlessness. And then they're enabled to lie down in these green pastures. And we'll pick up there next week. But what a blessing for all the days of my life. Whatever those days contain, there are not only green pastures, but the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures. He gives that rest. He meets the conditions that enables us to lie down. You know the mistake that God's people make all the time? What we do is we seek the wrong thing. Many seek the green pastures. Don't seek the green pastures. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. And you find God, He'll lead you to the green pastures. But we get it backwards. We seek peace. Well, seek the Lord. He's the one who gives peace. That's why we're told over and over in the Word of God, seek the Lord. People seek happiness. They seek peace. They seek all these things. And they don't find them. Seek the source. That's just a wise thing to do. Seek the source. It is a trick of Satan to get us to seek the cause rather than the source. It's backwards. And it has devastated many children of God. Just a very simple truth. Seek the Lord. Not the green pastures, seek the Lord. When you read the Word of God, seek the Lord. When you come to church, seek the Lord. That's it. That's what we're to do. But there is rest for you and I, and it's the Lord, the Shepherd, who provides it. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we thank you for this 23rd Psalm. We thank you, Lord, for the depth. We thank you, Lord, for the riches, just the beauty of this psalm. And Lord, most of all, we thank you because we can live this life and we can experience these things, that these are not just words, but Lord, that these are life experiences for your people. We thank you, Lord, for that. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. Those that are lost, Lord, would you save their souls this day? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.